Oh my God. Hey baby, hi, yeah, hi, I'm home. I'm just wait there a second, okay? Just wait. I need to go to the kitchen. Okay, that's out the bag. And there we go. Whew. Oh man, what a nightmare. I know, I know, I'm sorry. I would have been home like what, an hour ago? Yeah, an hour, but the traffic was just absolutely horrific. I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm here now, baby. I'm sorry. I know. Good to see you too. Yeah. Well, like I said, the traffic was horrific. So I've had these bags out for longer than they should have been. I'm sure they'll be okay, but if I'm gonna take the time to pump at work, I want to make sure the milk's all right. So they're in the fridge now. How have you been? Yeah? They sleep. Yes, nap time. Woohoo! You are super dad. Yes, you are. Oh no, careful, 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 careful. Oh no. Oh no. Well, yes, there are more side effects than you think to being stuck in traffic. Yeah, I guess I should have pumped a bit more before I came home. No, it's, do you know what? I have soaked so many shirts at this point. I'm starting to get used to just having a wet chest. It's fine. I'll change in a second. I want to know how you're doing. What do you mean? What? Okay, no, I don't understand what you're saying. How about we sit down? Let's sit down. Yeah, sofa, come on. Hey, now what are you saying to me? But why? Okay, no, okay, maybe that's a silly question. It is a bit of a switch up, and I know it must be difficult. I know. Well, maybe I don't. I mean, this is our first child. Are we doing this again? Yeah, I suppose it's a bit soon. But I've never done this before. No, to be honest, I always figured I would be the one staying home and you'd be at work. It just happened to turn out this way. Are you okay? No, don't worry about the shirt. I'll fix it. I'll fix it in a minute. Are you okay, baby? You know, I don't use Facebook. But I. Okay, no, fine. So you were on the group. What did they say? Well, that's absolute nonsense. Wait. So, hang on. No, I can't get my head around this. They're saying that you can't join the group, the Facebook group, because you're a dad, not a mum. Huh? No, the group is for stay-at-home parents. That's why I suggested it to you. It didn't say stay-at-home mums, it said stay-at-home parents. Wait, and they're giving you grief because you're not at work? Okay, give me the phone. No, give me the phone. I'm going to log on to there right now and give them a piece of my mind. How dare they? How dare, give me the. No, I'm calm. I'm calm. I am, baby, I'm sorry. I am calm, I promise. I can't get over that kind of attitude. What is this? The 1700s? So you're staying home and I'm at work. That's absolutely no reason to exclude you from a group that's designed for parents who are staying at home with their kids. Well, that's just ridiculous. And that's been in your head all day, hasn't it? That's why you're giving me these eyes right now. That's why you look like this. That's why you said you felt weird. Baby, no, just come here and look at me. Look, hey, look at me. Look. Listen. I love you. I love you so much, and I cannot express how grateful I am that you're doing this for us. No, not for me. It's not for me, it's for us. Look. Do you remember at my, what was it, week 40 or 48 or something? We were looking at the mortgage and we were looking at various bills. And we realized that we weren't going to be able to afford childcare. Yeah, exactly. And even back then, we talked about it. We knew one of us was going to have to stay home and one of us was having to work. We knew that. Yeah, well, my manager apparently is an absolute angel and was willing to increase my wage to keep me. But don't for a second believe that I wouldn't be willing to be where you are right now. And that I'm not grateful that you're the one who made the sacrifice. Baby, it is a sacrifice. Look, it doesn't matter how you felt about the job. I know you were looking for more and those promotions kept slipping on by, but that's not really the point, is it? A job is a sign of, I don't know, maturity, freedom, and independence. And you gave that up to support our family. Yeah, do you think I'd be able to work if you weren't here at home with our little one? No. Baby. We're a team. We are a team. And even though our roles are different, we are just as valuable to each other and our family unit. Fine, so I'm the one who has to go out to work now and bring in the money. You're the one staying home and looking after our child. Do you have any idea how valuable that is? Yes. Yes, baby. And just because you are the man doesn't make that role any less valuable coming from you. No. Those idiots on that Facebook group don't deserve you as a member. Not if they can't understand that it doesn't matter whether you're the mother or the father, if you choose to stay home with your child. You deserve love and support. Look, I'm really sorry that the Facebook group didn't pan out the way I hoped. And I'm sorry you had to put up with such ridiculous, archaic attitudes. But I need you to know something, okay? Yeah. You are more than just a dad. Of course you are. And you're not just a dad either. Fatherhood is something that you've added to yourself as a whole. You are still the same person I met and fell in love with. You're still the same person I married. You are the same person who knocked me up and gifted us both with the beautiful, beautiful child sleeping upstairs. You are all those things and more. And you don't need a job to validate you. You don't need the approval of others to validate you. You are doing an incredible job. And it breaks my heart that you think anything different. No, stay at home, Dad, is a phrase that even sounds weird on the tongue because we don't say it often enough. But don't let that take away from what you're doing, which is an amazing thing for you, our child, and for me. Yes. I love you too, sweetie. Oh. Yeah, sorry, I'm still leaking a bit. Listen, I'm going to go change and change out my breast pads. Do you want me to wake them up or... Okay, no, that's fine. Hey, you did the hard work to get them to sleep, okay? I'm not going to interrupt nap time. If they don't wake up in the next 15 minutes or so, I'll pump a bit more and then that can go in the fridge and you can use it tomorrow, okay? I'm going to go get changed. And baby, look at me. I love you. You're my hero. Don't let anybody tell you different.